Welcome back. We got Joseph Meyer on hold. He'll be joining us from straightmoneyanalysis.com just a little bit. Kev, I know there was, what do you want to mention before, you know, before we go, one thing you wanted to go back and go over for the audience?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention the SPARS 2528 documents. You can look them up on the internet, and it's the globalists' documents.
Who wrote them? Do you know where they came from? Like, who's the author?
No, I don't know where, you know, it's, but they are, it's right there in black and white, and they're going to tell you exactly what they're going to, they think that's going to happen in 6 months. Everybody's going to, their brains are going to start swell, brain fog, mad cow disease, all the above. Just look it up. SPARS 2025 and 2028 documents and read through it, and you can
read if I go to Google,
myriad of things that.
So if I go to Google right now, will it?
Maybe not Google, but start page or something like that. I think I looked it up on Google.
SPARS. Okay, I'm gonna try right now. SPARS.
Yeah, SPARS 2025-28.
Okay, I'm going to do this right now and see if it comes up. This is very important, ladies and gentlemen. SPARS 2025, see if it comes up. Bobby, dang. Sure did.
It came
God
up.
Dang.
Yeah, it comes
there
up.
There it is. Whoa. Okay. Yeah. So that was Google. I used Google to do that.
Okay, good. So Google suppresses so much. Yeah, I usually use Start Page.
Okay. Well, there, I haven't read through all these and what, the, you know, some of them say, oh, that's false. You know, Snopes wants to get in there, but there you go.
Oh,
SPARS, SPARS 2025. You can, Google that and you can read for yourself or read through
read
some of those.
Read for yourself and then spread it, you know, send it to your friends, but get it out because, in 6 to 18 months, that stuff's supposed to happen, so we'll see what happens.
Well, Dr. Tenpenny, Dolores Cahill, among others, they've been, you know, they're not saying this will happen. They're saying, look, here's how this works. The chances of this, there's some very serious concerns that we have because of this, and it certainly could lead to exactly what you said. I mean, there's been many scientists and doctors say that from this. This is not a vaccine.
It is not.
And if you're going to use the word vaccine, put the word experimental in front of it. It's an experimental gene mutation therapy. That's what it is. Moderna, you know, Bill Gates is heavily invested in Moderna, which is one of the companies making the vaccines. Moderna, M-O-D-E-R-N-A, was their company was used to be called Mode. RNA, mode, M-O-D-E, / RNA, Moderna, when you shove them together. It was a company was working on RNA to have gene therapy. That was a whole, they've never done anything with vaccines or anything like it, ever.
No.
Ever.
Ever.
That's what their company is.
Believing it's a vaccine. It's not a vaccine.
It is to change
and
your RNA.
There's doctor after doctor saying that when you put that it's not even a vaccine. When you put that shot in your arm, it's like a bomb going off in it. They don't know what it's going to do. They just don't know what it's going to do.
Anybody who tells you that it can't change your DNA is an idiot.
Yeah.
One, they don't know that. There is no way that they could guarantee or say that. They haven't even done the trials. How the hell do they know? I am so sick of somebody sitting there doublespeaking, telling me, oh, there's no way. How do you know?
Yeah, how do you know?
How do you know, you idiot? And then if logically, if you just look at it, then the change, it's a messenger RNA that changes, is the interlink between the DNA and the code and the RNA. Of course it changes DNA expression. On its face, it changes DNA expression, you moron.
And there's doctors that say it attacks the placenta. In women, so they can't.
They're concerned about it. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's documented.
Anyway, I'm going to quit getting fired up about that. This is a big deal. And the even bigger deal, ladies and gentlemen, is the Bill of Rights. They cannot say that you're a virus spreader, and they don't know you're a virus spreader, that you're not guilty to proven innocent, that you have to be restricted to live your life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, to go to the grocery store, that you have to bow down and take their shot. They can't do that. They can't do that. And standing up for that is more important than anything in your physical life. Standing up against that, I should say. And if you want to be, well, I don't want to be negative. Okay, well, stand for liberty then. I stand for the Bill of Rights. I stand with my founding fathers, and I honor the inheritance that they have given me and the endowment of my Creator. Okay, then do that. Because this is for all the marbles now.
You got to stand for something.
Thank you, Kev. You got to stand for something. That's a good segue to our guest. I got way too fired up before Joseph got on here. Well, at least Joseph will make me laugh.
And Joseph Meyer's fired up at me.
Joseph Meyer is, I'm not going to talk about how old he is. He may get offended. I don't know. Kevin badmouthed him the first half hour. Ladies and gentlemen, he's an expert. It's hard to beat Joseph Meyer. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. You know about his newsletter. It's one of the best. It's for what it is. It's the best. Short, actionable, quick, condensed, concentrated information that you then can take in simple actions for you. It's not some thesis that you got to have a economic degree to decipher. It's awesome. We love having him on. A big friend of the show, Joseph Meyer. Welcome back to the Power Hour.
Good afternoon, Daniel. Thank you, as always, for having me as a guest on the Power Hour. Always a pleasure to visit with you and Kevin. Thank you so much, Daniel.
Is it true that you have one of the first picks from Sutter's Mill from 1860? Because that's what Kevin thinks in your garage.
I have the pick and shovel in the garage. We mined the first ounce of gold, 1848, at Sutter's Mill. Yes.
So I was right. I heard rumors about it.
Well, that brightened my day a little. That calmed me down a little bit, Joseph. I got to talking about that experimental shot. It got me fired up. Wow. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com is your website. You're an absolute expert. We're very happy to have you. I'll just throw out the first question to you is what's most important on your landscape right now?
Well, I think when we talk about the equity markets, we're still in the process, I believe, in making a very important long-term top. I think we're making a top in the asset classes that are now in the bubble phase, and I think when you talk about stocks and bonds and real estate, and certainly we can throw in certain collectibles, I think we're reaching a price level at some point that's going to become unsustainable, Daniel.
What is the deal with
that? This may be exactly the right time. Take some money off the table, raise some cash, and if you're so disposed, move into the precious metals, because I'll say it one more time. I don't think we'll ever see these prices in gold and silver again in our lifetime. I truly don't.
What is the deal with houses right now and building costs? And I mean, it makes sense what they're saying, but it seems like something seriously is behind this more than just, everybody wants wood right now.
Well, I think when you talk about housing, I read recently where the cost of lumber to build the average home in America has gone up by $25,000 in the last year. So there's no question we've got inflation, and we're starting to see it now in many different sectors of the economy. But as I'm sure you'll agree, we're seeing it primarily in commodities. We've witnessed lumber double in a year.
I'm hearing, like, I'm not talking about a mansion. I'm not talking about some high-end, you know, gold-finished house. I'm talking about, you know, a decent, nice house. People are quoting, and this isn't New York. This is like, you know, middle America. They're talking about $250 a square foot to build a house.
Yes.
And I'm even getting reports high-end houses out of Colorado, I think somebody was telling me. We're talking $600-$700 a square foot.
It's insane.
There aren't that many people who could, are we all going to live in a matchbox or something? Or what's the deal? I mean, this can't be sustainable.
Well, it's not only unsustainable, it's going to lead to a problem with housing as to people being able to afford even a basic home. Housing has just become too expensive for the average American. Wages have not kept up, and there isn't any way you can go into these homes and afford to pay the taxes, the upkeep, and certainly the maintenance on the jobs that are being offered in this service economy, Daniel. That's the big problem.
I know a lot of people, I shouldn't say a lot, but I know some, certainly Kevin knows, you know, you lived up in New Jersey for a long time. There are people who would have a $300 and $400 home, and they're paying $12,000 and $15,000 in taxes a year.
Yes.
You're paying you're paying $1,200 a month in taxes. How? I mean, what?
That's why my parents moved down Georgia because of the taxes. They had a nice you know the house that they
awesome.
Lived in.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, beautiful house that me and my dad built. Didn't have any amenities, on a dirt road for most of the time, and they were taxed, you know, they were both retired, and they couldn't live there anymore. And that was, what, 30 years ago? 40 years
40.
Ago?
40. Probably 40.
Yeah, 40 years ago.
Almost
yeah.
40.
I mean, yeah. Out nowhere. On a dirt road, getting taxed like that.
I mean, how is this? Yes, everybody's moving from New Jersey, New York, California. They're moving, but then you go to some place, you know, I think Idaho was the number one place Californians moved last year. There's a trivia question. You want to win a bet, at a bar or something? There's a bet for you. Where did Californians move? What state did they move to more than any other? The answer is Idaho. I mean, at some point, I just don't get it. People can't afford to build a 4,000 square foot house at $250 a square foot, Joseph.
You know what the average cost of a home in America now is? I did the research. $416,000, Daniel.
Average.
Oh, that's understandable.
Yeah.
That's
wow. Understandable. And the robots are taking people's jobs? And how? What percentage of the population is living on government money?
An awful lot of people.
Wow. I don't even know. I don't even know where to go. You got any other comment about that? I don't even know. Or Kev, do you have another question? I don't even know where to go with that.
Yeah, it's just unsustainable. The rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer.
Well,
wow.
We got three main problems as I see it as we move forward, Daniel. We're now suffering from the highest corporate debt in history. We've got the highest consumer debt in history, and we now have the highest national debt in history. But I think when you talk about the underlying fundamentals of the economy, you've got 60% of all Americans now currently unable to pay their rent. 50% of all Americans have less than $400 in savings. We now have over 1.5 million Americans who are homeless. We now have record mortgage and credit card delinquencies. In addition, we now are seeing all-time record bankruptcy filings. And lastly, and more importantly, retail stores are still closing at an alarming rate with loss of employees. This economy is a farce. It's an illusion, and it's going to crash. It's just a question of when. It can't be sustained.
Let's talk about cryptocurrencies, gold, in any order.
Okay.
Obviously, the cryptocurrency market has gone crazy over the past 18 months, not the year, I don't know, 12, 18 months.
Yes,
has
it
really
has.
Expanded. Why do you think that is? What is the real reason?
Well, I think money is coming out of all asset classes, and it's going into two asset sectors. It's going into Bitcoin, and it's going into gold and silver. But I think when you talk about Bitcoin, it's now the eighth largest asset class in the world in total capitalization. As I've said,
wow.
It's just behind silver in total capitalization and above Facebook. Cryptocurrency is now a $2 trillion market cap. So this is no longer a junior market. This is a major market, cryptocurrency. Few people understand that.
What does that tell you? Does that does that shock you? Does it surprise? I mean, I know you've been talking about it, but like 5 years ago, if you were to think we'd be right here, would you be shocked to know that 5 years ago?
Well, I'm shocked to think that it's grown to the degree it has in such a short period of time. I think when you look at the popularity of Bitcoin, no question, it's increasing on a daily basis. People, I think, understand the future as we move forward, and I think Bitcoin's going to play a very important part in the overall financial picture of what we're going to see transpire globally. But there's no question China is going to be a big player in Bitcoin. They're certainly going to move forward, and they're going to utilize their underlying currency. And I think at some point we'll see Bitcoin backed by gold, and it'll be done in China first. That's what I believe.
So you think Bitcoin itself or some other digital Chinese currency?
Well, that's what we don't know right now. But I think there's no doubt we're going to see Bitcoin play a very important part as we go forth and we do the global reset in all asset classes, which is now underway.
Talk about fleeing the dollar, that the trouble is going to be when people flee the dollar. What does that look like? Obviously, we've already seen signs of it. What are the signposts we should be looking for?
Well, I think the biggest concern is when you talk about the total amount of U.S. dollars in circulation, very few people realize 25% of the current dollars that are in circulation were printed in the last year. Do you know that?
I had heard something like that. That's a lot. I didn't know. That's a lot. 25% of all dollars exist in that came in the last year. That's huge.
Yes, it is.
I mean,
well, there's no question the central banks of the world are printing money and printing it massively, and they're printing it in a coordinated fashion. I believe we've got massive inflation now underway, and at some point it's going to truly take hold and wreck the economies of the world.
All right.
I think when you talk about what's going on, you talk about the rise and fall of the dollar. That's been a major story, as I'm sure you'll agree with, for quite some time. But I think we're seeing a lot of weakness in various sectors of the overall global economies that's now coming to the forefront. So I think there could be some surprises ahead, and I think they could be quite dramatic as we move into the second half of the year, Daniel.
Why hasn't, and this is a loaded question even though I ask it, because I believe there has been inflation, but that's the separate, let's separate that for a second. But this idea, the amount of money that's been printed, you would expect that, you know, a loaf of bread would cost $20 by now or $10 by now. Why haven't we quite seen that type of inflation that you would logically think would occur?
Well, I think we've seen it in the core things that we use on a daily basis, and I think certainly food and energy are two things we can all relate to that have gone up and gone up shortly in a short period of time. No question, when you go in the grocery store on a weekly basis, everything's going up and going up very quickly. I think when you talk about energy, we've seen a huge increase in the price of gasoline in the last several months. So it is taking hold in the economy, Daniel. It's just not happening in a lot of sectors as quickly as we'd like to believe. I believe it's being artificially suppressed.
Well, that's what I was just about to say. Even the question is kind of a stupid question, because of course there's inflation. I mean, is anybody going? You go out to eat? Go out to eat somewhere, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't mean like some 5-star restaurant. Go eat like Chick-fil-A, or go out to eat at
Five Guys
Burgers and Fries. Go out to eat at some place like that. And you got a family of 4 or 5 or something like that. And when they ring it up and everybody gets what they want, and they say, "Oh, that'll be $55." You said what? How much?
Yeah, $60.
That's
yeah,
60 how much bucks. Did you say? $60. What did you just say? I mean,
yeah. That's fact.
What am I trying to ask you? It seems as though you said it, that this inflation number, it's like they don't want us to quite see how bad this is, but it's
no,
like the dam is breaking. I don't know what I'm asking here, but it's like we're right on the precipice of it won't even be a question. You know, bread will be $10 a loaf here directly. What's your feeling on any of that?
Well, I think when you talk about asset classes that have had a tremendous move in the last year, as you know, silver's up 47%, palladium up 25%, gold up 25%, platinum up about 11%, the dollar down about 7%, and the S&P up about 18%. So we're seeing massive moves in underlying asset classes. But there's no question what's going on to really affect what we do, and certainly how we're going to live in the years ahead of us is still going on beneath the surface, Daniel.
Briefly tell about the, we're coming out of break, tell us about your newsletter and where people can get it and how important it is. I highly, highly recommend it.
Well, I write a quarterly newsletter. We just sent out the March 2021 issue to our subscribers 2 weeks ago. And I'm starting to work on the next issue, which will be the June 2021. 1 year subscription, normally $259.95. We're offering to the Power Hour listening audience at the 6 month subscription price, $149.95. Save you a full $110 over the normal 1 year subscription price. And I think you'll learn a great deal about what's going on in the markets and, more importantly, what you can and should be doing about it. It's an education tool. We tell you what you need to know, why you need to know it, and how you can best use the information to give yourself and your family a better life. That's what Straight Money Analysis is about.
Fantastic. Fantastic. We got, I don't know, about 30, 40 seconds before the break. On the other side, Uncle Kevin will be taking over for the interview. And you and Uncle Kevin, don't burn the house down, okay, Joseph, while I'm gone?
I want to hear his story about when he discovered that gold in California.
At Sutter's Mill.
That's a great story.
You want to hear about Sutter's Mill?
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty good.
Did you dig that up, or did you beat somebody on the head and take the gold?
Take it from them. What last comment? You got about 30 seconds, Joseph. You know how we feel about you here. Last 30 seconds before the break.
Well, I think when you talk about how much money has been spent on Americans' wars, I did a little research. Do you know how much money has been spent on wars between 1917 and 2021? Take a guess.
Well, there's the music. So that'll be the cliffhanger, so everybody can get a guess.
Yeah, I'll guess on the other side.
Yeah, and I'd like to thank Brett also for that joke about the rats. Brett sent me that joke about the rats. I thought that was hilarious in the experimental shot. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Uncle Kevin will be here.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Man of food storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
You know, know what my mission was when I started this, and I was so excited. I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use whitener toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth, and she is the mother of all the people who are using a vitamin toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is miracle too, and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors, and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
This week only, we're offering 10% off all products found at thepowermall.com. That's right, 10% off all Power Mall products through the end of the week. That's 10% off all Power Mall products, excluding all drop shipped items. Call Jay right now at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or as always, a buy from the good guys, buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, offer valid this week only.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Please support us. We have awesome products. My favorites are the Strauss Heart Drops, Kidneys, and Prostates. These products will change your life, and I use them every day. They're just absolutely wonderful things. So welcome back to the Power Hour, Joseph. I got a couple questions for you. When are they going to stop controlling the gold and silver market? Is
well,
that ever going to be able
no.
to break free from their control? Because tell me if they do break free of it, how much should gold really be, and how much should silver be?
Well, I think when you talk about the precious metals, there's no doubt that we've had massive intervention in these two markets for a number of years. When you talk about certainly the equity markets, as I think I once discussed with you and Daniel in a previous show, there's a piece of legislation that's been on the books going back to 1979, early 1980, called the Monetary Control Act of 1980, which, as I'm sure you know, Kevin, basically says the government can intervene in any market at any time for any reason. And I'm sure you'll agree we've had massive intervention in all these markets ever since that time. But I think when you talk about history and you talk about the bigger picture, inevitably markets at the end of the day are always bigger than manipulation. And I think at some point we're going to witness gold and silver break free of the manipulation and move significantly higher.
But getting back to your other question
quickly, when you talk about silver, no doubt it's one of the most undervalued assets in the world. Silver, if we go back to 1980, which you know certainly and remember, we had silver trade to $49.45 an ounce and gold trade to $8.50. If we just adjust $49.45 for the inflation we've had using governmental statistics over the last 40 years, we'd have silver very easily over $200. If we apply those same mathematics to the price of gold, we would have gold very easily over $3,000 an ounce. But I think at the end of the day, before the bull market's complete, we're going to see gold and silver prices even significantly higher than that.
So they're going to stop their naked shorting, and can you explain naked shorting just a little bit to our audience?
Well, that's when people sell the future contracts against the position of gold that they don't have. We call them naked shorts. And that basically suppresses the cash price of the underlying asset in the market. But what I think we're going to see as we move forward is we're going to have people taking delivery of their gold and silver. And these naked shorts are not going to be able to buy the underlying asset class and make delivery. And that's going to end the manipulation in gold and silver once and for all, Kevin.
So that's why a couple months ago, me and Dan were telling everybody to buy physical silver and gold to help propel this situation, correct?
Well, we have two markets. We have the physical market, as you know, and we have the paper market. The paper market is no way in itself reflective of the true market of the physical.
No,
when you talk
separate.
About physical, you try to buy quantity in the market, as I'm sure you know, it's unavailable. There's scarcity of both physical gold and silver.
And you have to pay a big premium. Huge premium on silver and gold right now.
Yes, you
so
do.
So what kind of time frame are we talking about that maybe they break free from their control?
Well, I think it'll definitely take place in 2021. I think when you talk about what we've witnessed in gold recently, I think we've seen the final lows on the most recent correction. And I think the key is once we get above 1800, we'll go up and challenge the previous all-time high of 2080. But I think longer term, when you talk about silver as well, once we get over 30, I think we're going to run right back to 49, 45, and then go over 100. So I think when you look at the prices that we're witnessing now that people can get invested in the precious metal market in gold and silver, I think it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that people step into this market and at least start buying.
And they'll never see these prices again, correct?
No, I don't believe they will.
What sort of ratio would you buy gold to silver? If you were advising me, I want to buy some gold and I want to buy some silver. What
well,
sort
I
of
think
ratio?
Ideally, it goes without saying you want to own both gold and silver, but I would definitely own two times the silver that I own in gold, so a 2-to-1 ratio.
2-to-1 ratio. That's for everybody. Okay.
Yes.
5 years from now, with all this mass inflation, what is the world going to look like? Can you comment on that?
It's going to be a different world, and it's going to be one that we're going to have to adjust to and adjust to accordingly. That's why I've said many times, without a plan, you're not going to survive the hyperinflation that's ahead of us. That's why you need gold and silver.
Right. And you're talking about small pieces of gold and silver to trade, or bars of gold and silver. What would be the optimum way, or coins?
When you talk about the most efficient way to own gold, you want to buy your coin first, then you want to buy your bullion, and then lastly and very importantly, you want to buy the high-quality, the leadership gold and silver mining companies.
Oh, stock?
Yes.
So you want to buy the stocks, and so get go to your stockbroker, and you want to buy gold and silver stock, mining stock. Excellent.
Well, you know, in every issue of Straight Money Analysis, we write in great detail about gold and silver, but I also name the high-quality precious metal gold and silver miners that you can purchase.
Oh, wow. Very, very good. Very important.
We list them for you.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. I highly recommend his newsletter. His newsletter is simple, easy to read, easy to follow. And don't, if you order your newsletter, don't they get to ask you a question or two?
Well, we're always available to take calls from our subscribers, and we've always done that, and we'll continue to do so. When a subscriber calls and asks to speak to me directly, I don't greet you on the phone with a "what do you want?" I greet you with "how can I help you?" and certainly clarify the information that you need to know more about.
Excellent. How bullish are you on cryptocurrencies right now? As
well,
bullish
I think
as
we're
you are
reaching
on
the point
silver?
Where the market, as I'm sure you'll agree, has had a tremendous move in a short period of time. If you go back and you look at what Bitcoin has done just in the last year, it's been phenomenal. I think the key is it may be time to take some money off the table, raise some cash, and even consider converting some of the Bitcoin profits into gold and silver. But as I said many times, these are volatile markets, these are risky markets, and I think for the average investor in Bitcoin, they'd be well advised to cash out at least a portion of their original investment and let the profits ride with somebody else's money, Kevin.
That's exactly what I did. I've taken every cent that I put into cryptos and taken it off the board, and I am playing with their money. So
no other way
crypto,
to do it.
If cryptos go down to nothing, I have lost nothing. But if cryptos go nuts, which I think they're going to do, I'm going to make a fortune.
Well, you're protected either way. No matter what the market does, there's no way you can lose.
Do you have any cryptocurrencies?
No, I don't.
Do you have any people that you know own cryptos?
Yes, I do.
That are investors or wealthy or big movers or movers and shakers or...
Well, the people that I know that own crypto certainly own gold and silver and have owned both for quite some time. I think it's important that you move out of the more expensive cryptocurrencies and move into the higher quality, cheaper ones. I think if we're right on Bitcoin in the future that it holds in the market, and I think it's a bright one when we talk about its transaction potential, I think some of the cheaper cryptocurrencies could do very well over the short term and certainly have a foothold in the market as it continues to develop and mature. But I think we may be at a point where we get a correction. It could be very short, although I think it would be short-lived. And again, I think it's time maybe raise some cash, move to the sidelines, and look for low prices.
Yeah, and the good thing that people, a lot of people don't know about the cryptocurrencies is their contracts too. In some of
yes.
them, you don't need a lawyer. You don't need an expensive lawyer to get in there and mess everything up. It's all written in the cryptos. So it's if you do this, and they do that, the contract is sealed and done. That's what makes cryptos so valuable and attractive, correct?
Yes.
So I've heard that the government is thinking about banning cryptos. How possible is that? What do you know anything? Have you heard anything like that or take control of crypto? I know they're trying to come out with a crypto for themselves or for the government.
Well, I think without a doubt we're going to see more regulation as we speak to cryptocurrency and certainly as the market continues to grow. I think it's a market that governments are going to be looking at and looking at very closely because it's competing with the fiat currencies. I think China is going to lead the way certainly in regulating crypto and regulating it very severely as we move forward. But I don't see at this point that we'll ever get to the juncture where they try to eliminate crypto entirely. I think they realized crypto was the future. They have to figure out how best to be part of the market as we move forward. That's the greatest challenge for the central banks of the world.
Yeah. And all those countries that don't have any banks, cryptos are very, very important, correct?
Well, I think when you talk about the advantages of Bitcoin, and I think I've run by in a previous show why I think they're the future. They're quick and cheap transactions. They're irreversible transactions. There's no paperwork. And they've been appreciating in value. I think when we talk about the disadvantages of Bitcoin, just like any investment, it has its advantages and its disadvantages. The six disadvantages of Bitcoin are Bitcoins are not widely accepted at this time. Bitcoin's value and fluctuate. Wallets can be lost. You got no buyer protection, no physical form, and no valuation guarantee. But I think when you weigh the positives versus the negatives, there's still very good reason why you want to be part of the crypto market and you want to participate in it and take a very long-term view, because I'll say it again, I believe it's the future and nothing's going to stop or get in the way of certainly not preventing crypto from where it's going.
And what do you think Bitcoin is headed for?
Well, I think when you talk about it currently trading at close to $60,000, I don't think anybody ever envisioned that when it was $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. But we had a move to $20,000, as you know, then a correction back down to $4,500, and we've now traded over $60,000.
Yes.
So I don't think you can rule out the possibility of, in the long term, going to $80,000 or $100,000, but I don't think it'll do it in a straight line, and I think it would be a bumpy ride. That's why I'm still of the belief you take some money out of Bitcoin, you move into gold and silver at these prices, because you got to understand the only real money in the world is gold and silver. All the rest is fiat, Kevin.
It's all and all this crypto, you know, all this stuff that they're buying and it's going crazy. It's all speculation, correct? There's
Absolutely.
Nothing behind it. It's all speculation. This, you're going in there, and the prices are going up. These are just people thinking that this is going to be a good coin, correct?
Very true. Absolutely.
It's not like gold and silver where you can you can hold it in your hand and feel the worth of it, you know?
Well, again, when you talk about the equity market and people will tell you how much they've made in the stock market, yes, you've made money in the stock market, but never lose sight. It's a fiat dollar.
Right.
It has no intrinsic value other than the dollar itself.
Yeah.
It's not a storage of wealth. It's not a hedge against inflation. And when you talk about how much money you made in the stock market, until you sell, they're unrealized profits.
Yeah, exactly. And I know in China, we were talking about banning trying to ban the crypto. China tried to ban cryptocurrency five times over in China, and they couldn't do it because the people, they're so spread out. Banks aren't accessible too much, and it was just the perfect situation for the people to use, you know? When you don't have banks and you're out in the middle of nowhere, you can still trade your cryptos and buy stuff.
Well, you know, when you talk about gold, in the United States, you were prohibited from buying gold until 1975 when the government
That's
passed
right.
the law allowing you to... That's
1933,
correct.
Didn't Roosevelt call it all in?
Yes, he did.
And then immediately
they called it in at $20.70
yes.
an ounce, and then revalued it to $35.
Yeah, yeah. Did he put it over on the American people, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Let's talk about the bond market for a second.
Okay.
what's going on with the bond market? I hear it's getting ready to burst, and that's going to cause major, major problems. Is that true?
Well, number one, we've had a huge run-up in interest rates in the last year, and I think the key, as we talk to interest rates and certainly how it'll affect equity prices, I think if we see the 10-year bond get over 2%, we've got some pretty strong competition for stocks, and I think it's going to be the catalyst to generate a pretty sizable sell-off in the equity market. So I think the bond market is going to play a very important role as we move forward, as interest rates inevitably move higher, because there's no question we've got runaway inflation beneath the surface of the U.S. economy, no doubt about it.
And they're just printing money like mad drunken sailors. I don't know where this ends. Where do you think this ends?
Well, we got the national debt over $30 trillion. The interest on it's well over $1 trillion a year. When you talk about the budget deficits, they're running in the trillions of dollars a year. You know, I've said in previous shows that I believe we're going to see inflation and then we're going to see stagflation, because I think there's certainly going to be a collapse of the underlying economies of the world. There's no way they can shoulder this debt and service, Kevin.
Weimar Republic?
Yes.
Wow. There's a picture, a famous picture back in, what was it, 20s? Where they had some guy had a wheelbarrow full of money, wheeling it up to buy a loaf of bread. So we're talking that kind of inflation.
Well, you know, when you talk about gold and you talk about its value and you talk about what it'll buy, at the height of the Weimar Republic in 1923 in Frankfurt, Germany, a 1 ounce gold coin bought a whole city block.
Wow.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
When you talk about gold in the U.S. economy, as you talk about the equity markets and certainly what was going on domestically, politically, and socially, 1 ounce of gold bought the Dow in 1932 and 1980. And I'm of the belief that something that happens twice can happen three times. So I'm going on a record. I believe 1 ounce of gold will buy the Dow again. The question is at what price and when.
Correct. I'm with you there. I believe that 100%. I'm a big proponent of a debt jubilee. They can make the money up out of nothing. So they can delete it out of nothing too. What's your opinion on a debt jubilee?
Well, there's no question the debt has got to be written off and forgiven at some point. It's unserviceable. There's no no way it can ever be repaid. It's just grown to the point that it's no longer making any sense.
So,
but when you talk about how much money has been spent on wars, as we started to discuss with Daniel, total cost of the conflict.
How much have we spent since 1912 on wars?
Well, from 1917 to 2021, we spent $7.9 trillion. We spent $4.1 trillion on World War II. $300 billion spent on World War I and the Korean War, and $740 billion spent on Vietnam. The war on terror in the Middle East since 2001 has cost $2.3 trillion, so we spent $7.9 trillion.
And what did Eisenhower tell us as he was leaving the office?
He said, be aware of the
industrial complex, and he was so right, absolutely so right. The military industrial complex runs this place. And we were I got a friend down in Texas. We were talking about the housing how it's gone up and how it's really being inflated for all those people from California that are moving there. Her Texas house was evaluated just 2 years ago at $800,000. And she just sold it last week for $1.2 million to a California.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. In 2 years, it went up $400,000. That is crazy.
Well, you know, when you used to talk about housing, going back to the old days, the house wasn't supposed to make you rich. It was a place where you lived and you raised your family. And a house used to go up on average by the rate of inflation, 4, 5, 6% a year. When we started seeing houses in the late 1990s, early 2000s start going up and going up significantly, they were going up over 20% a year, and it led to the housing bust we saw in 2008 and 2009. Can that happen again? I certainly think it can, and it will.
I think it can. Yeah, I mean, it's going nuts. You know, all these people running from California. They're selling their houses at ungodly
Know what no one's talking about, Kevin, which is really scary. Who's writing the paper on these places?
Oh, I know. Who's you know, doing the audit on them, you know? Who's telling how much these houses are worth? If the banks are involved, there's a scam somewhere, you know?
Well, there's no question that the house is being valued. It's certainly far beyond what anyone can afford to pay for it.
Yeah. And the rich, you know, because they got a $5 million house doesn't mean they're rich. They might have a $4 million mortgage, you know? And hardly anybody can afford that.
Well, you know, rents are just as ridiculous as home prices. They're unaffordable.
They are. They are. Well, we got a few minutes left. The rest of it was a pleasure talking to you, Joseph. You're one of my
favorite
guests.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Kevin.
And I didn't mean that crack that you were the first one at Sutter's Mill digging up the first piece of gold.
I got the shovel in the garage.
and the first nugget, right?
I got the first nugget is a paperweight on my desk.
Yeah, the rest of the time is yours, buddy.
Thank you so much for having me, Kevin. It was a pleasure as always.
Okay. Well, hopefully we'll be back pretty soon, and thank you for listening, and thank you, Joseph Myers, tremendously, one of my favorite guests. Take care, buddy.
Thank you, Kevin.
Todd.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.